To the left of that is the driver was low bit rate representation, high quality signals as efficiently as you could make them, as well as eventually getting digitally encrypted over voice circuits. By 70, computers were emerging rather rapidly. Now, I should point out to the left of 70, I guess, if I have time right, we went from the IBM 650, which was a drum machine, very fast, to an IBM 704, which was a vacuum tube and core machine, and then shortly to IBM 7090, which was a discrete transistor machine. But around around the late 60s, early 70s, we started trying to acquire small computers to use in the laboratory as dedicated signal processors, and to get A to D, D to A on those. And we had things like PDP-8, I remember, was one, DDP-24, DDP-224, that company doesn't exist anymore, DDP-516, which was the first integrated circuits machine that I got in my lab. This looked like a washing machine made by 3C Corporate. With 3C Corporation, was later bought by Honeywell. I don't remember who owned it right then. Maybe Honeywell owned it. And this was the first integrated circuits machine that I had ever gotten my hands on. It had a marvelous 8K word store, half of which was used by the Fortran compiler, occupied 4K words, so you had 4K words to compute with. But we were in heaven with that. It was a one microsecond machine. And now we have PCs that are 200 megahertz with Pentiums and more.